My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Conspiracy theory. I don't even know if it's conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
He's not buying what Dan Quinn is selling.
What is Dan Quinn selling
so
now?
Supposedly, Drabby, you walked me through this because I haven't actually seen it. I'm just going secondhand on what you told me. J.P. Finley said that Dan Quinn said that Martavius Bryant last season when he was there, remember we mentioned he was there as a
practice squad
with the Cowboys, that he was eating up their defense. And so he remembered that. He saw he was available. He worked him out, and he brings him in. Drabby says, I'm not buying that. Although, by the way, I do buy that.
That he was eating up the defense?
Sure. I believe that.
Well, if he was eating up the defense, wouldn't he have been on the active roster?
Yeah. Who knows? Well, I mean, they have CeeDee Lamb. I mean, they have great receivers.
No, they have CeeDee Lamb and a bunch of tags after that.
Yeah, they didn't have great receivers.
Whatever.
They had one great one.
But whatever. Go. I buy it to an extent. He wouldn't have signed him if he wasn't impressed with
him. They obviously like him.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but Drabby just says the greater point is that he thinks the room is duty. that Dan Quinn thinks the room is poopy.
I don't think you have to be a conspiracy theorist, as you called it, to notice this. Look, they're bringing in old wide receivers. Like, they bring in Pringle back. Pringle has nothing to do with this coaching staff. He was a Ron guy. So why is he here? They bring in a guy who hasn't played in 5 years.
I was surprised they re-signed Pringle, to be honest with you.
Jahan Dotson's playing against the Bums on Saturday. Something's going on. You don't have to be a genius to figure out that they're unsatisfied with the wide receiver room. And
they
just think one guy.
They like Terry McLaurin. They're not sold on anybody else.
I think it's going to be a storyline as the season goes on if, they got one guy out there. No one else will step up.
Well, I don't think it's that bad. I think you're being extreme. I think they like what Brown has given them so far. I think they like Zacchaeus.
Maybe Jaden's saying something. Think about what he worked with last year. Two guys that are drafted in the top 10.
I find that hard to believe. I don't think the rookie is going to go in there and say, I need better receivers.
He might just be whispering like, no, but hey, I was throwing to Malik Nabers and Odunze, and now I'm throwing to these bums.
No, he wasn't throwing to a Dunze.
I think this is a new staff trying to figure out what they have, and maybe they don't fit the profile of what they want. They want a big receiver. They don't have one.
Well, yeah, but like, I mean, I kind of agree with Drab. I wouldn't say he thinks the room's poopy, but he clearly isn't overly impressed with that in total, the depth chart, and he wants to add to it.
Or he doesn't think he has a big receiver.
Well, he doesn't, but...
So he signed a big receiver.
You keep saying kicking the tires, or Valdez, or somebody keeps saying they're just kicking tires. They're not kicking tires. They're concerned.
They're looking for somebody.
No, yeah. I think that they need guys for certain roles. They don't have a big receiver. The only big receiver they have is Bryson Tremaine. And they're like, he's good, okay, but he's young, inexperienced, nothing. Let's get it. We got an experienced big receiver we can bring in.
Well, why didn't they go out and draft a bigger one instead of McCaffrey at 6'2"?
Because I don't think it's the biggest need on the... They had a lot of needs. They got a million needs.
We can't get into Dan Quinn's head, but he probably agrees with us when we define the room as fine. He knows he's not overly impressed with the room.
I would agree with that.
He's probably Drabby going, yeah, we're okay.
Drabby thinks that he thinks it's poop.
Well,
I just think there's smoke about this.
What if McLaurin, gets hurt? Remember last year he was playing hurt?
Yeah,
that's probably why his numbers were down too.
Disaster.
But can you imagine if he got hurt and he was out for six weeks?
That would be a problem.
By the way, I botched with the Dunze. They drafted Brian Thomas Jr.
Brian Thomas,
two first round picks.
Yeah, Dunze didn't play.
Drab. Only thing I will say, and this is because listen, I was a little bit surprised that Dotson was out there as late as he was.
Yeah.
But you know who else was also out there late? And my understanding is that they like what they're seeing so far is Jamin Davis. Jamin Davis was out there late in the game too. Now, we all understand he's playing a new position. Mm-hmm. They're trying to give him reps and build his confidence and build his repertoire and see what he can do as a pass rusher. That makes sense. That's the only reason why I just refuse to believe that they think Dotson is like struggling to find a role with this receiving core. I'm not willing to go there.
Well, they have to rely on him at some point because, you know, he's
there. They didn't like where he's either the two or the three. The X, Y, and a Z and all that.
He's either the two or the three, so they got to rely on him.
Well, I think they look at it as who's going to run this route.
Right.
X, Y, Z, whatever. I don't know all that stuff.
Yeah.
My guess is they're trying to figure out where he fits in that.
Sure. It's a new system, but I think it's just interesting that Bryant was already signed.
You would have bet me at 8 o'clock, I would have bet all the money they were not going to sign Martavius Bryant.
And
so I am surprised.
Again, he was with Dallas last week for about 2 months on the practice squad.
Last year.
But before that, he was with the Vegas Vipers, the Edmonton Elks, the Massachusetts Pirates, and the Toronto Argonauts. And he was with the Raiders the last time he was in the NFL.
Well, I think he has a reputation for being kind of he was a disgruntled guy. That's why it went south in Pittsburgh.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean,
you can't say he's not talentless.
I mean,
he's proven he has talent.
It's been 6 years.
But at least he's been playing. It would be one thing was like Tommy Maddox.
No, he was. Look, he was
Remember Tommy Maddox was out of the NFL for like five?
Yes.
Although he might have played a little bit in some arena league or something.
Yeah, maybe.
He might have done something. Maybe. I don't know what.
But, I mean, the guy has only played 44 games in the NFL.
Right.
And the last one was 6 years ago.
2018.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, but he just saw him for 2 months.
No, I know.
Every day.
Clearly that's the connection.
Last year.
That's certainly the connection.
Yeah.
We saw it with Ron maybe to the nth degree, but you bring in guys you know. He's brought in a bunch of guys that played in Dallas last year.
I think he's different than all the other receivers they have.
And what did you say J.P. Finley said?
J.P. Finley said, this is according to Drab, that he saw him eating up his defense last year.
Eating up his defenses.
Yeah. That was the quote, right?
Well, that may have been my quote of it. Well, let me find it here.
All right.
Could it be a solid for him? They know each other.
For the agent or something?
No, they don't. Quinn says Bryant looked good last year on Cowboys practice squad.
Doing a solid.
Right, you said eating up the defense.
Same thing.
All right.
My interpretation of what he's saying.
Oh, he said he looked good. I believe that. I believe he looked good.
Here's what I don't like. So I'm looking at his most recent stats in the XFL. 8 games. What do you think would excite you in terms of total number of catches?
I have no idea, dude.
Eight games. Just give me what would excite
20,
you.
20.
20
which,
catches.
Which year was that?
How about touchdowns? Last year, 2023.
I don't know.
Oh.
Two. I don't know, JP.
Eight games. I would say, I'm assuming he was a starter. I'd say in 8 games, I'd want to see 40 catches.
So 5 per game.
All right, 3 to 5 per game.
He didn't even give you 2 per game. 14 catches for 154
yards. All
right,
but who was the quarterback?
I don't know.
I mean, who knows?
Tell me who started for the Vegas Vipers.
Yeah, it's probably some Skell. Look, doesn't matter what his numbers were there or what his numbers were when he was playing in the NFL. He's clearly impressed them in the workout.
If they think...
Brett Hundley?
Hold on. Draft.
Brett Hundley?
Draft. If they think the room is as bad as you're stating it, then they're going to make a play for Ayuk. Why haven't they made a play for Ayuk?
Well, I think the counter to that was they know they're not ready to compete and they don't want to give up...
That's what I've said.
...prize draft...
Capital
for... Immediate help.
Yeah, but if
you said that, but you have them at 9-8, which is competing.
Well, I think that Jaden.
So that means they're ready to compete.
I think Jaden Daniels.
You're on both sides there.
I think Jaden is special.
But if you get IU.
But if you're saying they're 9-8, you're saying they are ready to compete because 9-8 is competitive.
Oh, but, I think they're going to be if you get IU, you're going to have to sign IU. All right, so you're going to have to give him a big contract. But if you get IU, you've got your two receivers for the next 5 years. You've got your one and two for the next 5 years. So you are kind of planning for the future.
I'm buying stock in Austin Ekeler in the tight ends because these receivers aren't getting open.
And remember last year the story was the lack of separation, like the analytics crowd said that they were amongst the lowest group in terms
Danny's
of separation.
Big thing is that Diami can't get separation.
Well, yeah, even on the catch, the corner was right there.
That was his big take, apparently, is that Diami gets separation.
Well, maybe the corner was good.
I think there's truth to it.
Maybe the corner was good.
Jade better work on that screen pass.
To Austin.
To Austin. That's what's going to be available. That's who's going to be open.
Yeah. Trav is rooting against him.
I'm not rooting against him.
I'm reading the tea leaves. The receivers are poop, and he's not happy.
I think he just...
What happened to Luke McCaffrey in
what?
What did Luke do in that preseason game?
Two catches, three catches. 19 yards.
I was
yards.
Actually surprised he had a couple catches because I'd heard he hadn't flashed yet.
Yeah.
But he's playing the position for 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, he's a rookie. He's just learning.
I think he's got the pedigree. I'm not writing off Luke McCaffrey yet.
I'm not writing him off. I'm saying right now. In August of 2024, Dan Quinn's not happy.
I think he looks at his roster and he goes, I need a big receiver. And he doesn't have one. And now he's got one potentially.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
His only big receiver was Bryson Tremaine.
Yeah, but they signed their big receiver on August 13th.
Right.
I mean, why didn't they go out and get a big receiver in free agency or draft one?
March 13th, I don't know. I don't think they just grow on trees. I don't think they're just awesome big receivers. You just find them anywhere.
I don't know. I mean,
if you're a good big receiver, you're probably on the team.
I think, look, they've been watching these guys in practice, obviously in the preseason game. They're good.
You think they're disappointed with what they see?
They look at McLaurin and go, all right, he's good. That's our number one.
You think they come in there? I don't think
they're overwhelmed.
You're thinking if you sat down and had a beer with Dan Quinn tonight, and he said, off the record, I'm less than thrilled with our receiving room.
I would not be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
I would think, yes, he's less than
Who's
thrilled.
Who's the receivers coach this year? I'm curious. It's not a holdover. One of the only holdovers is the quarterback guy, Tavika.
Yeah, it's not him.
Who's
Bobby? It's not Bobby Engram. Is it Bobby Engram?
That's what I see.
Has Bobby been here for a while? No.
I thought he was there last year.
Yeah.
Maybe they did hold him over, but who knows?
Yeah, I see him as a holdover from Rivera's staff.
Bobby Engram. All right, there you go.
That probably explains bringing Pringle back. Bobby Engram probably lobbied for Pringle to come back.
You may be right.
Right? You
might be right.
Like Drab said, there's no allegiance to Pringle, and it's not like he did a ton.
Why didn't they sign Akeem Butler? He was a UFL Offensive Player of the Year. He's 6'5". He just signed with the Bengals like 3 weeks ago.
I don't know.
They didn't even work him out, did they?
No.
Maybe they didn't realize it was an issue until
maybe they just
thought summer camp.
All right, we're okay at receiver, but then after this preseason game or after the last few, maybe after the joint practice, they said, you know what? We need some help.
Need some help.
Listen, they need help in a lot of areas. They need tackles.
All right, we're not disagreeing you.
Why did they sign a tackle? They signed
like three offensive linemen last week.
None of them are any good.
Okay. Right. You think Martavis Bryant is any good?
No.
He apparently wasn't even that good in the XFL.
But I do believe him that he probably impressed them a little bit last year when he was with the Cowboys.
Of course.
Well, clearly he did.
Yeah.
I just think it's interesting.
I'm flummoxed as much as anybody that they signed. I'm actually flummoxed. I'm stunned. But I guess my only take is they needed a big receiver. I'm just going with that. It's not that he thinks that the room is hot garbage, like you guys all think.
I don't think he thinks the room's hot garbage, but...
Because if he thought it was hot garbage, they'd have more interest in Ayuk.
Well, how do you know they don't?
Well, the price is too high.
You have no idea if they do.
Price is too high, EB.
And mild
waiting for the price to come down.
All right.
You think Kingsbury wouldn't want to have Ayuk on his team?
I think he would, but they have not pursued it.
Okay, well, that's Adam Peters' decision. That's something totally different.
Well, it's not that they haven't pursued it. They haven't pursued it to the extent that that a lot of people want them to pursue. But they apparently have at least taken calls.
They had a conversation on the sideline somewhere. That happens all the time.
It's not over yet. It's not over yet.
Hey, bank local, cheer local, and business. Every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.